Masechta Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Avis Malachis, Avraham Chaser Achas. There's 40 minus 1 Avis Malachis, also known as 39. 39 Avis Malachis, general categories of Malachis that have, each one of them have derivatives, toldos, that are also included in the Malacha. But these 39 are the main categories of Malachis, and they're based on what was done in the building of the Mishkan. The first 11 are part of the process of making bread. Hazerea, planting. 2 is Vacherish, plowing. 3, Vakaitzer, reaping. 4, Vamaamer, gathering. 5, Hadash, threshing. 6 is Vazera, winnowing. 7, Habayrer, selecting. 8 is Hatechin, grinding. 9 is Vamarakid, sifting the flour. 10, Vahalash, kneading. 11, Va'efet, is baking. The Rav gives a more lengthy explanation of these. The Art Scroll has a paragraph describing each one of these, but we're going to keep it brief. The next 13 are regarding making the process of making cloth. 12 is Hagezes Hatsemer, shearing the wool. 13, Hamelavnei, washing it. 14, Vahamenatzbei, is disentangling the strands of wool. 15, Vahatsevei, dyeing the wool. 16, Vateva, spinning threads. 17, Vamesich, is warping, that's putting the threads on a loom. 18, Vaisa Shne Bate Nirin, setting two heddles. These would hold the threads and make them easier to weave into cloth fabric. 19, Va'erik Shne Chutin, weaving two threads. 20, Vapeitze Shne Chutin, removing two threads. 21, Hakesher, tying a knot. 22, Vahamatir, untying a knot. 23, Vahatefer, state spheres, sewing two stitches. 24, Hakereya, Almanas Litzfar, state spheres, someone who tears in order to sew two stitches. The next 7 malachas are regarding the preparing of the animal skins for the ureas of the Mishkan. 25, Hatsad Svi, trapping a deer. 26, Hashechte, slaughtering it. 27, Vamafshite, skinning it. 28, Hamolche, salting the skins to soften them. 29, Vamaabedes Eri, tanning the skins. 30, Vamoichke, smoothing out the skins. 31, Vamachatche, is cutting the skins into the right shapes. 32, Hakesev Shte Osias, writing two letters. 33, Vahamechke Amanas Lichtev, Shte Isis, erasing in order to write two letters. 34, Havaina is building. 35, Vahasaser is destroying. 36, Hamachave is extinguishing a fire. 37, Vahamavir is lighting a fire. 38, Hamakabapat is striking the last blow in creating an item. 39, Hamaitzimir Rishus LeRishus, carrying an object from one domain to another domain. Hare Elu Avis Malachas Abraham Chasarachas, behold, these are the 39 malachas. Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnahis now go through some of the malachas more in depth, and it starts with the end of the list, which is Haitzah, carrying an item from one Rishus to another Rishus. V'ayid klal acher amru, there's another general rule said regarding the malachas. This is the malach of Haitzah. Kol hakasher latznia, anything that's fitting to be stored away, that's the type of item that people generally store and they don't dispose of it. Umatznian kamayu, and they would store this quantity of that item. V'haitzia b'Shabbos, and someone will carry this from one domain to another domain on Shabbos. He does haitzah, chay v'lav chatas. He is obligated to bring a carbon chatas for doing this b'shegig, meaning it's a iser deraisa. V'kol she'in a kasher latzniyai, but if it's not something that people generally hide, they generally dispose of it. V'ein matznian kamayu, or if it's not the quantity that's generally stored away. And he carries it. Only someone that he himself would store away such an object, he would be chayav chatas for this. But the general populace that wouldn't store away such a thing, they are not going to be chayav chatas for doing haitzah on this item. And the upcoming Mishnayos will give specific examples of items, which type of items and quantity necessary in order for them to be liable to be mechayev chatas for haitzah.